Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Las Cruces PAL Boxing coach, Louis Burke, and members, Jeanette Badillo and Isaiah Ingram. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thanks, Emily. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, Las Cruces Police Athletic League, better known as PAL, it's been around a nonprofit organization for over 40 years. Louis, your father got that started?
Well, he was just one of the people that got the program going. Joe Bob Sellers, who was a former police officer there in Las Cruces, had a big impact. Chico Segura as well had a big impact and was one of the founders of putting the program together.
And you started as a youth then?
Yeah, I actually started in the PAL program in probably about 1976, I guess. Maybe even 74, 75. I was young. I was about 11 years old, and I was a boxer for the PAL program and continued throughout my amateur career. And then as a professional boxer, I coached kids out of the PAL program. So I started training boxers when I was 16 years old.
And what was the reason for getting this program started?
Initially to give kids guidance and mentoring and making sure that, the kids that had a rougher life, you know, that they had some mentoring and somebody that set good examples for them.
So getting kids off the street and
correct.
And off of drugs, mm-hmm. out of gangs.
Yes, it's been a very successful program. A lot of the kids that were going down the wrong path ended up turning their lives around. And there's people that are engineers, politicians, doctors, you name it, that came out of that program. And all of them, or a lot of them anyway, have... what they've said is that they were going into the wrong direction, you know, and then they came and turned their lives around due to the program.
So you've had not just young men or boys, but girls as well.
Yes, probably in the 90s, girl boxing started taking off, and girls started showing up to the gym, and it started becoming very popular. And now we have several girls that show some promise and good little boxers that are at our gym right now.
Well, just like Jeanette Badillo. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
And you're 14 years old?
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
The Centennial High School.
What was it that made you decide to join PAL Boxing? How did you find out about it?
When I was little, me and my dad always used to watch, like, boxing fights, you know, and, like, it would get me really excited, and it was just always something that I've wanted to do since I was a little kid.
And how have you felt after you've been there 2 years now?
Pretty good. I like it. I like the workout, the people. It's a pretty good experience.
Have you helped other students or other friends be able to join PAL Boxing?
Yeah, I take a lot of friends there, and they like it too.
And what has been the most exciting thing about PAL Boxing?
I would have to say the workouts. It's really, they work you out pretty good. The people there, they're really nice and friendly, especially the coaches. They always make you work your hardest, and they never give up on you. They always believe in you. It's really cool.
Have you ever gotten injured?
Mm-mm.
And now we have Lynn Middle School 13-year-old Isaiah Ingram. Isaiah, how long have you been with PAL Boxing?
I've been with PAL Boxing for about 2 months now.
And what got you started?
My brother Trevor, I guess he used to go there as a kid. And I've always been interested in boxing too. So he started coaching there, and then I started going there with him.
What is it that you like the best about it?
Just, like, being able to just go there, like, over the week and just have something to do during the day.
So now you've been there 2 months, and what are you looking forward to doing this month? What's happening?
I'm looking forward to getting registered so I could start sparring and maybe doing competition.
Well, something else is happening in August 11th and 12th. Louis, do you want to tell me about it?
Yes, we're having a book fair at Barnes & Noble at the mall, the Mesilla Valley Mall. And a percentage of the proceeds goes to the program to keep it going, help sustain it, and so we can buy equipment and send kids on trips to gain experience.
So do you have a large staff at Pal Boxing? Is it all by volunteer?
Yes, we're all volunteers. And I have a couple fellow firefighters that help me out. I have attorneys and some police officers come and help out as well. But we're all volunteers. And so, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to stay consistent when you're volunteering. But all in all, the guys do a pretty good job about it.
So right now, how many students are you coaching?
Well, we have about 80 registered kids. They're registered into the program. Where it's changed throughout the years, it used to be strictly a competitive program where when you were in it, you had to box. And now the first hour of it is conditioning and agility and just getting the very basics of boxing. It's like a workout opposed to the competition level. And then the second hour is the competition level where the ones that are a little bit more serious and want to compete and can spar and go on trips, they stay the extra hour and spar and work out a little bit harder.
So how did Jeanette get selected to come and talk to us?
She was just one of the girls that were there, and she's always been a very hard worker. And so I just asked her if she'd like to come and represent PAL.
Jeanette, tell me about that. How did you feel?
Excited, but nervous, because I was going to be on the radio.
And have you done sparring as well then?
No, not yet. I might get registered this month.
So after 2 years, you'll be sparring.
Yeah.
And Isaiah, how did you feel about getting asked to come on the radio?
I felt pretty excited that I'd be able to be on the radio, but I've never been on the radio, so a little nervous.
What would you tell someone who's never been to PAL Boxing? Describe what it's like over there.
So it's like conditioning mostly. So it's like working your body to like be able to do what you do in like sparring and competition and everything. And like it's like fun, but at the same time it's like pretty serious too.
And how does your father or your mother feel about it?
The only one that's really been taking me is my brother Trevor, since he's coaching there. And he's been the one like keeping me in there usually.
Well, now that Barnes & Noble is going to help, a portion of those sales can help PAL Boxing, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, save your money and buy all your school books and all your books on the 11th and 12th.
How does Barnes & Noble and PAL Boxing get together?
Well, Barnes & Noble, they do a lot of philanthropic projects, and so they've really been good to the community, and we've been very fortunate that they selected us. We've done it once before and it was very successful, so they selected us to continue to sponsor us.
So the Barnes & Noble Book Fair supporting Las Cruces PAL Boxing Club, and that's going to be on Friday, August the 11th, and Saturday, August the 12th, when the store opens and you can go on in. And are you kids going to be there as well, helping out?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
We'll recruit some of the kids to come and help us out.
To be there and mm-hmm. get to meet the people coming in. Mm-hmm. And do you have videos about the kids when the kids are sparring or performing?
We do, and some of it's on our website. But, you know, because they're under 18, there has to be some discretion.
What is your website?
It's LasCrucesPalBoxing.com.
And that's Facebook as well?
Yes, and that's Las Cruces PAL Boxing.
And so if a parent would like to bring their son or daughter to join PAL Boxing, where do they contact you?
Well, best thing is to go down to the gym, because we don't have any phones at the gym. But so just go down to the gym at 5:30 when we open up and just ask to get registered, and we'll give them a form. And the parents have to fill out the form, and then they're registered. And that's the registration for the city and to participate in the program. Then to compete on a competition level, then they have to get online with USA Boxing, and that's $78 for the year. And that allows them to compete, allows them to spar, covers all their liability to and from competitions, covers their liability while they're in the gym. So just in case anything happens, they're covered.
And if a family can't afford it, do you have scholarships for them?
Yeah, we figure ways how to pay for it.
And the address for PAL Boxing is?
It is 701 North Solano. It's the old National Guard Armory. It's been around since the 50s, probably.
So is there anything new that's been added to it?
Just the kids. They make it fresh every day. You know, make it new. We get new faces all the time.
So this is something good for the community, right?
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you three coming down here, Coach Louis Burke, Jeanette Badiou, and Isaiah Ingram. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.